A fire at an all-girls dormitory at the Madia Secondary School in central Guyana in the early hours of Monday. The building was gutted. The victims of the blaze, all students. As news of the fire spread, rescue workers in Guyana's capital city, Georgetown, launched a large-scale medical evacuation plan.
Everything has been set up in Georgetown here to receive the critical children and those who are severely injured. What we know is that definitely is horrific. The full result of what took place is not available as yet.
Guyanese authorities say evacuation efforts were slowed by bad weather, but at least six survivors were airlifted to Georgetown to receive medical treatment.
Yeah, we used our training, we used our GPSs, and we got in there. So we were lucky enough to get in. We landed somewhere around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and we just came back out here with three critical patients.
Guyana's education minister confirmed the students who died in the fire were girls between the ages of 12 and 17, along with one five-year-old boy, the child of dorm parents who were trying to rescue other children at the time of the fire. Police in central Guyana say an investigation into the incident is underway, adding that the origin of the fire is still unknown. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera.